Hello and welcome to another episode of FPL Kobe Talks. Today we are two and we share our insights and analysis on the current Premier League and what it means to the game we love, Fantasy Premier League. I'm Anwar, the FPL casual.
And I'm Lukman, the sensible one. It's only two of us.
Yeah, you can guess ABK is missing. He's away for his exams. So what a poor lad, still have to do exams at this stage. No, doing exams is one thing, but I think to study for it, I can't imagine going back to those days. Unless I'm really passionate about the thing that I'm loving. Man.
I think he's doing fine. But he says it's tough, lad, so that's why he can't join us, right?
I mean, he got to earn his master's, right?
Yeah, true. Anyway, we recorded our 100th episode. I listened back to it. I was smiling most throughout it, throughout the listening. What do you think of the part, bro?
I think it was quite good insight, lah. I think hopefully the listeners, when you listen to episode 100 after this one, you'll probably get a bit of an insight into Lokman, ABK, and myself. So ABK, if you don't know, he's going to reveal his name later, for those of you who don't know him personally. So you listen to that on episode 100.
Yeah, we're going to release it straight after this. So, but take your time, it's a monster part, like 1 hour 40. So yeah, take your time, in and out. Yeah, but I guess it's time to start the pod proper.
You got 2 weeks to listen to that.
You got more than that, bro. You can just take your time. No hurry. It's a, what's that, a timeless pod. One and only timeless.
You can go back to episode one also if you're listen to the how it all started.
All right. Anyway, just housekeeping. Don't forget to follow us on FPL Kopi Talks on IG, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and X.
Yep, and if you're listening to this on Spotify, don't forget to subscribe to our channel and give us that 5-star rating. Do join our Telegram group, where we're joining our FPL Prize League. I'm really looking forward to today's spot. Without further ado, grab your beverage of choice. This is episode 99, No More Trend.
Boss, kopi o satu, boss.
You're listening to FPL Kopi Talks.
It's Freddie Ljungberg again, push out by Bartes, Wilson!
Right here. Right now.
All right, since ABK is not here, shall we just talk 30 minutes about how easy the FA Cup win was over us now, bro?
30 minutes on the FA Cup win?
Yeah.
I think he's going to call us insufferable. I don't know. I'm more concerned about the prospect of Arsenal than our win. I think we got lucky with that one. I think 4 shots and then we scored two of the four shots. Yeah, surprising lah, considering. I mean, not too surprising. We didn't have a good, I won't say we didn't have the first choice starters lah. But I think pretty decent win all around. I was low-key thinking that we probably lose this game. But we got away with that one.
Actually, I wouldn't mind losing this if we win the league game in Game Week 24 lah, to be honest. That is more important game lah.
I mean, at the back of my head, I'm a bit nervous as well. I mean, they've lost 2 on a trot to Liverpool, right? And then the Arsenal Liverpool game will be big. But I think there's a couple of big games coming up for Liverpool also.
Chelsea big,
pretty big. I mean, they lost to Middlesbrough, is it?
Last
week.
Okay. Anyway, PSA, right? The deadline, right, was supposed to be on Saturday night, but the deadline was moved forward to Saturday early morning Singapore times
because 2 a.m. of that.
Yeah, the rearranged fixture, Luton, I think. Yeah, Burnley. So, let's start with... Okay, Sean, what you want to talk? I think let's start with Haaland. I think
was he back for the League Cup game?
Okay, so he wasn't. But we know he's in training. So, he's been training, but he didn't appear. So, it's still a bit of a question mark. I would say that we probably won't get anything concrete or anything reliable. So, it's probably not a buy.
But we know that De Bruyne is back. Right? He put in some minutes in the League Cup game.
But he did say that he won't start this weekend.
Who? De Bruyne?
Yeah, I think KDB. There was a quote somewhere which I don't remember from who. I think it's from him. He won't start, but he will be involved. But I don't know. Haaland, I think for now, we don't have any information. There's still 2 more days. So I don't know. It's still not a buy-in. I don't think we'll get anything concrete. So for me, it's just stay away for now. And then 22, Burnley at home.
Yeah. Could be.
Unless we hear something concrete. We never know. I don't know for now.
Yeah, but I think with the players that he have at his disposal, I don't think they would want to rush Haaland in anytime soon. There's no need, there's no urgency to do that also. So for me, I probably hold off first. I mean, there's a lot of fires to fight this week. I won't say a lot lah. Most of our people in the pod probably have Salah, Sun, the FCON and Asia Cup players to deal with.
Yeah.
And then there's some yellow flags all around. And then those with Trent as well. I think Trent is out.
Okay,
for
so
good couple of games.
Yeah, let's go about Trent. Okay, Trent, minimum 3 weeks. That's the diagnosis, right? Okay, so game week 22, right, is 3 weeks from now. So, right, if you want to sell him, sorry, if you want, it's okay to keep him, in my opinion, in case he comes back earlier by 22, you just miss him one game. And then there's a potential double for Liverpool in 25. So, however, if you need to sell him to get maybe Haaland in 22 or, I don't know, enable something, right? And also, the emergence of Estupinian, who scored again in the FA Cup, and his fixtures is good. I mean, there's a good window to buy Estupinian in this game week. So if you have no other fires and if it's like a free transfer, I wouldn't mind selling him. But I think the advice would be to keep him and hopefully you got somebody to play. Like, but I think Kenny's team, right? He doesn't have a bench, I think. Which I think if you don't have a bench, I think it's worth selling him. You don't have Trent, right, bro? How do you not have
Trent? Yeah, I don't have Trent. Not yet. I was planning to bring him in like maybe next transfer or next week's transfer. But you just brought him in, right? This wild card.
No, I had him before that. I think for a couple.
Yeah. So I think I think it's a big miss, lah.
Okay, let's talk about Liverpool.
Quite a big couple of headache for a lot of managers out there. I mean, especially those who just brought him in, given his current run of form.
I think Okay, firstly, just try to bench him if you can. But I want to talk about Liverpool first. So who do you think will play right back, bro?
Joe Gomez.
Then left back.
The guy who came back from
Owen Beck, bro.
Owen Beck, yeah, probably. This is what I'm feeling.
He played a few games right in the squad.
Otherwise, Kwanzaa has played right back at youth level.
I'm thinking that.
So Kwanzaa is also a possible right back option, and then we might line up with Kwanzaa, Konate, Van Dijk, and Gomez, and then it looks like a proper City team.
Yeah, all out City man for centre back. Which means the creative burden will fall on McAllister because we don't have any creativity. Which is, okay, let's talk about the assets. I think, do you think that Jota, the likes of Jota, Darwin and Diaz is still a good buy without Trent, without Salah? What do you think?
I think it's quite tricky. I mean, as a fan of Liverpool, I think the main question mark here is not so much the Trent and Salah, but more of the midfield options that we have.
Yeah, Zobo is still
still carrying an niggling injury, so he's not in. So, I'm reconsidering the Diaz transfer this week, because of so you got Jota, you have Gakpo, Darwin, and Diaz, right?
Yeah,
and I think Gakpo, we probably not fancy him too much as an asset because he also plays in midfield.
Is Darwin, Jota or Diaz?
Yeah, correct. So if you have one, who will you pick?
Okay, so I will still pick Darwin, I think, because I don't know, because I think he'll play. I think he's more nailed than Jota. And he is just Darwin. Darwin is still the best asset, I feel. Even if he's going to play left wing, I think he's going to play left wing because of the second half. He played left wing right against Arsenal and then Liverpool became good. I would choose Darwin, but of course in midfield, I know I heard Jota is a bit biased, right? I don't know, man. Jota is, when he came on, he looked good, man. I'm sure he'll start. I'm pretty confident that he'll start Bournemouth away. But tonight, they are playing in the semi-final, so we don't know the lineup and all. Yeah, what do you think? You still think Lucho?
I mean, I have Darwin. Okay, if you look at my team, I have Darwin and I'm reconsidering doubling up on a Liverpool attacking
set. Don't double up.
But if you ask me out of the three, I would go with Lucho. I feel for two reasons. I feel he's more most nailed amongst the rest to start. And secondly, I think there's a resurgence in some form from him. He scored in the FA Cup and then he also played
well in
the last game. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Liverpool is a no-go. I think with Trent injury, right, if you're thinking of buying Jota or Diaz or Darwin, right?
Yeah.
I think there's other assets. I think, do you agree? I think it's a stay away.
But who will you go? I mean, if you
there are options.
I mean, what are the options that you have?
I think number one, Bowen is no buy. Okay, let's talk about Bowen quickly. I think it's a case of don't sell him and just play him and then don't buy him, of course. So, let's,
It's a yellow flag, right? It's a yellow flag now.
I remember that time he got his fluid in his knee, but he only missed one game, then he came back. So I don't know, he's a bit injury prone, like these niggles, like Madison a bit. So yeah, anyway, just it's an easy decision. Just start him and have a decent bench. Hopefully you got a decent bench. But anyway, you're talking about other options, right? I think Foden.
Yeah.
Foden, you see the FA Cup game, bro. He's still on him, bro.
Yeah, okay. So I need some convincing on Foden.
Okay. What's your doubts?
I see him performing well at attacking midfielder role. But I mean, if I buy Foden, will it be a 1 week punt? That's my concern. Will it be a 1 week punt?
Okay.
Where will he fall in once KDB comes back into the picture?
Knowing okay, KDB for me, Haaland. This is a bit looking for, okay? Game week 25, there's a high chance Man City will double. Okay? So, if you buy Foden now, you have to buy him. You have to keep him until 25. Let's assume there's a double. So, if that double is just like an extra reason to buy him now. And if you watch the FA Cup, right, he's just on it. And even though he will not play centrally when all the big guns come back, right, I think he'll still be involved. At that form, right, you just got to take a punt. I think he could. It's just worth
then,
the punt.
How expensive is he right now? Do you recall?
Let me check.
Check.
Why are you looking at money, though? You are selling Sun and Salah.
Because I'm thinking I need some space to bring them back in. One.
Okay.
Second thing is Haaland. I'm thinking of bringing in Haaland the week after.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point. So 7.9. So if you do Salah to
decent,
Foden, Darwin to Haaland, is it? I think you can do that.
Maybe. Still Son to contend with.
Okay.
I think pretty decent.
Okay.
Pretty decent price.
Let's talk about your team since you're talking about your team. So you have Saka, Palmer and Bowen, and you have Salah and Son. So I think the obvious one is Foden. I think Foden will be highly bought. Who are you thinking of if not Foden?
Yeah, so like before this trend update, right? I was almost dead on bringing in Lucho. But now I have my other considerations, I have my doubts lah. So yeah. I'm also thinking of Richarlison. Considering the goal attacking threats will lie on his responsibility. But then they brought in Werner. So I'm not sure where Werner will fit in that picture. So Werner might go up front, Richarlison might go wide. So that could also be a consideration. But I got a huge pun on Pedro Neto, bro.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that's my off the menu pick also. Just gonna say that now. I just feel like he came on 10 minutes. This Wolves team without all the players, right? Like without Hee-chan, he might just come back in to slot in back in the position. So Neto is like my differential pick.
Ooh, good pick, bro. Yeah, I just looking at his chest. Brighton, okay, not the best.
Pretty decent.
Man U, Chelsea, Brentford. Not the best though, but...
Not the best, but I think pretty decent shout. And then, you know, Wolves has quite solid defence behind...
And they are on form, Gary O'Neill.
And they are on decent form, yeah.
Decent form.
With Cunha and Sarabia coming in as well.
I like it. If he enables Momo, because he's cheap, right? I like it.
I don't like him to enable, but I think that looking forward, instead of the Garnacho, McAtee, I think Neto is a more...
Are you bench him?
No, I mean like if I were to look at fixtures and then I would want a solid bench, or let's say I have another striker where it's a good fixture, then he gives me the option, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a starter but a possible benchable player as well.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah, so that's where
I like it. Well. However, Foden.
Foden, because I got two transfers to make, right? So this week I'm probably gonna take a hit. Not probably. I have to take a hit.
Okay.
Whether it's 4 points, whether it's 8 points, whether it's 12 points, that all depends. But I'm leaning towards just taking a hit on 4 points.
Let's touch on that. So Kenny's asking, now that we're having fun with flex, how many point hits is okay, assuming we don't have a playing bench? -8, -12. Okay. In my opinion, right, by the time next deadline, right, in game week 22 deadline, we will know a lot. We will know a lot about the fixtures after the FA Cup and League Cup, right? We will know the rough predictions of the doubles and the blanks. So in my opinion, right, you should just take a -4 at the most. And then after that, right, in game week 22 you have more of a clearer picture, lah. So don't take a -8 because your transfer could be very different. Game week 25 double could drop. The announcement could drop before Nick came with 22 deadline. So I'm thinking just go -4 and then wait for more news. So that would be my advice.
let's pull it back a little bit, Like, I mean, you've taken a couple of hits this season, like holding out the wild card, right, Lukman?
Correct.
What goes into your thought process when you decide to take the hit? What are some of the considerations that you make?
Okay, you're putting me on the spot, bro. Hold on,
Yeah.
You're putting me on the spot, but from what I can remember, right, I felt that my team, right, I had the players already, like the big players. I think it was Trippier, I think I had Salah, I think everyone was bringing them in. I had the main big players, so just around the outskirts of my team that needed transfers. That's why I thought a hit wasn't worth it. Because I'll be just changing the so-called the lesser team, the structure. The lesser players are so-called. Mm-hmm. And also I was hoping for a double game week announcement in 21, which didn't materialize. So yeah, I think those two are the two factors that why I thought, okay, just took a -4, -4. And -8, I think I took 4-4-8, if I remember correctly,
Correct. What so for me, right, like past seasons, I mean, like I mentioned, I'll be mentioning that this is the season that I'm playing proper, That means really thinking into the strategies, really talking things out. Past seasons, I would usually take the hits early on in the season where I feel that the points don't really affect your rankings and all that. But I think that's very naive to go in. I feel that at the end of the day, right, it's an opportunity cost. So the opportunity cost of taking the hit is 0. Right? So -4 versus 0.
So it's -2.
So when you take the hit, you are guaranteed -4. You get what I mean? That's the bottom line that you have. And to beat that, you need 4 points to actually
break even.
Which is a lot of points considering the players that you're bringing in. So I think I made a mistake and I learned quite a bit from it. I brought in Trippier. With that knowledge in mind, I brought in Trippier for a hit, and then he got a red card. He got -1. So, that being said, if I were to go for a -4, like right now I'm going for a -4 for a midfield players because I'm trying to break even over a couple of weeks, right? And also it's a midfielder. So midfielder, I feel, has a bit more room to recover those points. But at the same time, if let's say you're just concerned of improving your bench and then they get hit, then that's a no-go. Yeah. But if let's say you have like you're starting with 10 players and one player that you're considering to take a hit is a defender, then I can't think of any defenders who would potentially haul to cover those points unless you're like looking next 3-4 game weeks.
Yeah, long term. That's how I was about to break. I was about to bring up the long-term thing. Like, you don't have to immediately return. Like, within 4 weeks, would that -4 pay off? That could be a one-way. Sometimes I look at it to justify my hit. I'll look at the long-term view also.
Correct. But then, that again, like, you can delay your decision 1 week. You get what I mean? You can use the transfer next week. And then maybe have better information and all that. But it's a single game week. If it's a double game week, then the -4 would be probably easier.
Correct. I was just about to bring up, I think when doubles come, right, I think the -4 is more bearable. It's more justifiable. But we'll talk about your team later. But anyway, Russell is asking, is it justifiable to sell Sun to Foden for a -4 to bench Gordon versus City with Taylor sitting on the bench? So I'm leaning towards a no, bro. I think I'll just play Gordon. Because I think Gordon is at home to City. I know City is a tough fixture, but he's at home. He's presumably he's fit. So I will just play him and I think buy Foden in 22 and keep Sun for one more.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's a bet. You bet that Foden will outscore Gordon by at least 4 points.
It's possible, but I think Gordon at home to City is okay lah.
Actually not 4 points, 6 points. If he plays in 90 minutes he gets 2 points without any yellow cards.
Correct.
So you're looking at 6 points.
No, but both players are playing. So you need a minimum one return. One return is break even.
Yeah. One assist. And I mean, it's not worth just for 1 week benching pan. Unless you're thinking of Foden for the rest of the lineup. And then I think, like we mentioned, KDB coming back. Unless you're nailed on, sure that you want Foden for the next 10 games. No. Then
true lah. No, because of the Gordon factor lah. I think if you have like McAtee, maybe
fair point.
Gordon is good enough lah against City at home. He only blanked once I think at home, so I think it's the Gordon factor. I think McAtee maybe because I love Foden, right? I think Foden, you buy now and then he'll put him until double game week 25, then it's okay. But it's the Gordon factor lah. Anyway, how to replace AFCON Asian assets? Aaron asked. So That's a small tip. If you have both Salah and Sun, right? My tip is sell Sun first. Two reasons. One, there's a high possibility that Liverpool will double in 25. So I think Salah is more essential than Sun. I think you sell Sun, Spurs will blank in 26. So I think you can, like, you know, he's not that important. And also, South Korea is more of a favorite to go further than Egypt, in my opinion, lah, in the Asian Cup. I think Egypt, right? Okay, if Egypt get knocked out in the group stages, right? Salah theoretically, right, could be back in game week 22. Theoretically. So just one more game week. It's unlikely, lah, because the group is some random group. But Egypt, I mean, they only have Salah, lah, and Mo El Neni, lah. They're not a strong team, lah. They didn't even make it to the World Cup, right? So there's an upset possibility that, okay, if they're out of the group stage, right, boom, you're Salah. So yeah, I think you sell Sun first because Salah could be.
Oh, sell both, lah. I wouldn't want.
If you want to sell one first, lah. If you want to sell,
even $1 million on the bench, yeah. I don't think it's worth to.
Nah, it's worth to hold one more if you want to take a hit, right? You can sell Sun first and then you can still fill in 11. Then keep that, like, if you are.
Assuming you have a decent bench, to fill in.
Yeah, I think, like, right, if you need to take extra hit for Salah, maybe, and you got a good 11, then don't take the extra hit, lah. That would be my advice. Sell Sun first. You are selling both, bro.
Sorry?
You are selling both.
Yeah, I'm selling both. I
free transfer.
I don't have one with a hit.
Oh, hit. Okay, yeah, hit.
Because I've got quite a number of injuries. Yeah, yeah. Just want to ask you, what do you think of Leon Bailey as an asset? I think it looks like, I mean, like, he's I good, feel huh? like my DRB Bailey is a new DRB.
He's good, I think. But I think he's a good player. I think, but of course, like, he has the same risk as the likes of Jota to a certain extent.
Rotation
for them.
Is,
And he, but he's also as explosive. But maybe I think Jota more explosive. A better team, anyway. I like the pun. At his price, how much is it, bro?
5. Let me see. I was just on him. He's 5.7. Similarly priced to, like, Neto.
I'll go Neto, lah.
Yeah. Neto more.
Let me see the fixtures. Villa got good fixtures. It's tough. But I think I'll lean towards Neto. I like Neto.
Any other nail on assets? How about Saka?
Pascal. Okay, one thing about Saka, I know I rubbish team, right? But I think I listened to a few content this week, right? I think they were saying that his underlying is quite good. So I guess if you don't have Saka, I wouldn't go there yet, lah. But I guess if you still don't have Saka, I think he's an okay buy, lah. Like, let's say in your team, if you don't have Saka, if your Saka is another player, right, I think Saka will be up there, lah, to replace Salah and Son.
I mean, you did your wild card, right? You did your wild card. You did have Son, Salah,
I made my
bed
ready.
To do it.
Right? I made my bed ready. No,
yeah, you made your bed, yeah. But, I mean, if you to help me now, I've got Son and Salah to move out. Just without the rest, looking at the rest of my team, right? Who would be your nail-on pick? Like, to replace? The one player to replace.
I think Foden, bro.
You really pushing for Foden, eh?
I think even over Palmer, I think Palmer was my first last week. But I think Palmer, right, you see his fixtures, right? I think he's done already. I think he's not done. sorry. So 22, he plays Liverpool. And 25, Man City, 26, blank. So I think now it's probably not, it's a bit too late. I think you were just chasing points. I know Fulham at home is good this week and Wolves at home. But I think I'll just go for the lure of Foden and the lure of the double in 25. I think Chelsea's, I wouldn't go there. I'll still go. But then, after Foden is probably Saka. And maybe Richarlison.
After Foden, Saka.
Okay, I forgot to talk about Richarlison, about Werner. I think in the short term, right, Richarlison will still play. I think he's got 5-5, right?
Yeah, he will be. But I guess whether he plays wide or he plays up front, that's the question.
I think he'll play up front. But long term, so? when Son comes back, maybe Werner will muddy the waters. But I still think there's a chance also Werner will unlock Richarlison, right? There's a possibility, right? With his runs and all, you never know. But Werner's bad, man. What do you think of Werner?
The last time he was good was at Red Bull, RB Leipzig, is it?
Yeah, he could have. We all wanted to buy him, right?
But I think Chelsea just ruined him. His move to Chelsea just ruined him. But again, this is me and me hyping up Big Inch. I just feel that with the style of football that Tottenham plays up front, right, it's more dynamic. So it might suit Werner in his runs and his role, lah, with Kulu and with even Brandon Johnson.
Then why don't get Richarlison?
Sorry?
Then why Richarlison is not high on your list?
No, Richarlison is there and about. Like it's one of the four options that I have. Right,
so you're shopping for two midfielders, but one in the Neto price range, the other one in the. Yeah, but Richarlison is 6+.
Yeah,
it's quite cheap.
As in, I already bought Saka, so that was like my early premium transfer in. So again, like I don't see any other players who are worth their dollar at the moment.
Pascal.
Yeah, Pascal Gross. I mean, okay, they got very good fixtures. I'm looking at Brighton also. They got very good fixtures. But it's just not fancy. It doesn't look like a shiny gem to me. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I wanted to go here with him in the World Cup, but I don't know, man.
I don't know. Like, I don't, like because he's a utility player.
Yeah.
Right? If he plays, like, at number 10, all those games, I think, then you'd be happy as a FPL manager selected him. But he could also fit in at CDM. He could also fit in another position.
Pedro is on pens also, and he's not on pens. I think if he's there on pens, then maybe he's a good pick. But he's not even on pens. So, I don't know, man.
I think anyway, after your Pedro will be Milner on pens.
No, I think it's him. He I think he was a pen taker last year.
Then Pedro how about Douglas Lewis, bro? We know we don't like ourselves a CDM in Fantasy Premier League, right? But let's look at his total points, 94 points, right? Rank him as 1, 2, 3, 4.
Just go for Neto.
Number 8, in total points scored so far this season.
Okay, anyway, can we talk about my team now? Because I have an Nkunku hole, the guy who caused my chain reaction, right? My bad decision. I mean, we still don't know whether it's a bad luck. Maybe somebody I buy for Nkunku now could be like a blessing in disguise. But anyway, so Nkunku is injured. I think he'll probably be out for one game week, but he plays Liverpool next, right? So I'm thinking I'll just buy the bullet. I'll just make my one free transfer on him. But the options, right? I'm just hoping Haaland is like.
So back, you're not moving Trent out of your team?
No, I'll just play Gusto.
Oh, you have Gusto on your.
Yeah, so Trent will be a hole. So what my one free transfer is Nkunku, okay. Honestly, right? I'm just hoping Haaland is back. So the easy transfer, okay? So I got triple city attack. Then if Haaland is still in doubt, honestly, I was thinking of Tony. Then, you know, Lemon recommended Tony for the of the menu pick, right? In the comments. Yeah. And I'm like, that kind of like, oh no, should I get Tony? Lemon is recommending him, man. So I'm thinking, I don't know. It's a bit, his features are decent. Yeah, what do you think? Okay, the other options is Issa, Cunha.
Yeah,
so what do you think? Cunha, Issa, or Tony?
I'm feeling Cunha. Yeah. I feel that, Cunha has been quite essential, I would say, to this Wolves team in Neto's absence. And he's been picking up form as well. And like we mentioned earlier, Wolves' fixtures are decent. Not the best, but decent with Brighton, United, Chelsea teams that can't seem to keep a clean sheet. With Onana out for United, I think Cunha could be a shout.
Yeah, I was thinking of Cunha. I think the only thing, actually, right, Cunha is 5.8. He could enable things in the future. Okay, it's just FYI, in game week 25, right, Liverpool and City could double. So
game
if
week 25.
Yeah, so that's soon, right? So in the chance that these two teams double, you want to triple up, right? So you will need to bring back Salah without selling Haaland. I mean, Trent, I don't know that he'll be back. Maybe you want to buy him back. So, having Cunha, right, could enable me getting, like, all the big hitters.
Because he's cheap. That's a fair point.
That's my thinking, Cunha over, Tony is quite expensive, but yeah. And Cunha in game week 26, the blank, right? There'll be a blank in 26. He has a good fixture also, so I can play him throughout all the way. But yeah, Cunha, bro. That's your suggestion,
Yeah, if Cunha, then you can move up Alvarez for Haaland in game week 22.
Yeah.
And correct. Then after that, see how you want to move after that. I think, pretty decent move.
Isak got FA Cup score. I think Wilson is still injured. But
he did, but I don't know. Like, he's not in form. He's not a form player right now. Decent. Yeah. I won't say lousy, but for the price point, I think Cunha gives better value.
Yeah, but you're no-go on Tony. You're not feeling it.
Bro, okay, my point of view is you've not been playing for half a season.
Yeah.
The
too risky,
memory of Tony is from last season. And then he's celebrating like he's coming back from a long-term injury when what he did was he put a bet on a couple of games. But that being said, I'm not feeling Tony for that fact. I think, Just gotta wait and see for this one. It'd be surprising if he comes back in a bang, but I highly doubt it. Match fitness, game fitness. I mean, he scored in the under 23 game.
Yeah,
but
I'm not
feeling it. I mean, for the price point, how much is he, Tony?
I don't know. Let me check.
Let me see.
Brentford. He's not in the game, bro. Or he is. He is
7.9.
Yeah, it's too expensive. That's
right. It's too expensive.
Yeah, too expensive. Okay. Okay, shall we just...
Kunia it is,
Kunia. Hopefully Haaland. Hopefully Haaland.
Okay. I have a question for my team. Just a quick one. Okay. So, I have 2 yellow flags, 3 red flags. Sorry, 1 yellow flag, 3 red flags. So, Bowen. So, I'm keeping Bowen.
Bowen keep.
Salah and Son. Leaning towards...
Hey, bro.
Possibly...
You have 4 flags, bro. Kabore and Tsimikas on the bench.
Yeah, Kabore and Tsimikas. 4
and
red flags.
And Justin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 2 yellow flags and... 4 red flags. But that being said, I think Trippier, Guehi, Poro will start So, and they have tough fixtures, man. So I'm not really very positive on the points I'm gonna get this week.
But at least Trippier is back. He played in Africa, right?
Yeah, he's back. Yeah, I mean, against City at home to City, it's quite a challenge to keep a clean sheet And then Guehi away to Arsenal.
Okay.
And then Poro.
So what are you doing? 2 free transfer, right? Oh no, 1 free transfer.
1 free transfer. So I'm definitely gonna take a hit. So I'm gonna bring out Salah and Son.
Okay.
Probably right now, as of today's spot on Wednesday, I'm thinking Richarlison and Neto.
Wow.
Okay. Currently this is my
okay.
This is my stand. Richarlison and Neto.
I'm okay.
My only concern here is that I don't have any popular hitters here.
Popular what?
In my midfield. Like point hitters. Point, people who are going to bring
explosive
points. Explosive points.
How about Palmer?
Like guaranteed points.
18 points, bro.
Palmer lucky. I mean, regular points.
Speaking of points, Captain. Let's talk about captain also.
Yeah, but then after that, right, my third question is... I know I answered earlier, but I'm itching to bring in... to replace one of the defenders.
Not now,
I mean, in this gimmick,
minus
I'm just itching. I'm just itching. No. I mean, I spoke about it, but I'm itching to bring in, a minus 8 and then put, Guehi on the bench.
Nah.
And a minus 8 would probably be Tsimikas to Joe Gomez.
No, don't go Joe. Okay.
That's my feel.
Bro, Arsenal can't score, bro. Guehi could keep a clean sheet and... 3 bonus or 9 points.
Always the sensible one.
I don't know, man. Minus 8, I think I'll just play Guehi. I mean, Big Joe, you bring him in, Bournemouth away. Not like you're going to keep it. It's not like a guaranteed clean sheet anyway.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway,
I
don't mind.
I'll probably go with those 2 transfers.
Richarlison and Neto. I like it. I mean, I will go for Foden and Neto. I like Neto.
The Foden is also at the back of my head.
Instead of Richarlison or Neto?
Can
you go Richarlison and Foden and then still buy Haaland?
Can. Still got some coins to buy.
Okay. I think my team... Okay, just quickly go to my team. Anyway, Darwin will be on pens, right? What do you think? You have Darwin.
Oh, I don't think Darwin will be on pens.
I think he will. Who else?
You think he will?
I think he will. I think it's more like... I think we need him to score kind of thing, like confidence.
But I think if he misses, he
better as well. I think McAllister, right?
Yeah, I think McAllister will probably be.
Okay, anyway, before you talk about my team for a while, I think no need to say much. I think Nkunku to Kunia or Haaland. Let's talk about captaincy before you go off the menu. Honestly, I was thinking of Trent. I was thinking that Bournemouth away, right? I think Bournemouth will come out.
Easy call,
come out to attack. I think Liverpool will score goals. And I was thinking of Jota also. But now, no. Honestly, currently, it's on Ollie Watkins away to Everton. I think Everton 3 games in a row, they lost. So they're more in a downturn. So I don't know, man. Just a reliable guy.
Watkins
not hoping
good
for
call.
Much. Not hoping for much, but I don't have Saka. I don't have Palmer. So, yeah. So
I'm thinking Saka. Crystal Palace at home.
Yeah, I think I'll go there.
So my decision is between Saka and Watkins, and I probably leave it till Friday midnight.
Vice Watkins.
Vice Watkins, captain Saka, or vice versa.
Yeah, bro, Palmer started out front this morning.
Yeah, and he was not too good.
I guess he wasn't good. I didn't watch the highlights, but I guess he wasn't that good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Watkins. Or Watkins is your vice,
Either or.
Try to just go Jota, bro, because it's a later game. He will start, right, bro? I think Darwin, Jota, and Diaz,
Darwin,
left wing, Jota in front, and Gakpo.
Yeah, yeah. I think that'll probably be the starting lineup. Should I think Gakpo, if he needs to be, he probably saw in midfield. I won't be surprised seeing Curtis Jones, McAllister, Gakpo in midfield.
No, I think Javier.
I feel like Gakpo gives more stability. But you have Gravenberg also.
Yeah.
So actually, I mean, it's a good headache. I haven't had this in a while.
I think Gakpo will be on the bench to kind of impact. Need somebody to impact. Actually, Javi also can impact.
Javi is more of an impact player. Yeah, so Gakpo will probably start, and then Javi will come on.
But should I captain Jota? I don't see Javi. Should I captain Jota?
Bro, I think you need the differential points.
Yeah, so? Yes,
this
or no?
Week, is that yes? If you, yes, it's a yes. It's a yes for me. Captain Jota.
Yeah, okay, bro.
It's a yes from me.
Honestly, that game, right, I see Bournemouth attacking us, and that will suit us, I feel. I think teams who don't really
I get what you mean.
Will suit us. So I'm thinking 3 goals with the form that we are in, right? Minimum 3 goals. And if he starts up front, right, I fancy a couple of returns. But yeah, we'll see.
But that being said, I won't buy him in. I mean, if you have him ready, then...
We already discussed
that. It's a good captaincy.
I wouldn't buy any Liverpool players because of the... Yeah, but then we talk about the lack of creativity. Then should I just not go for him?
No, I mean,
captain. But there's no one.
But if you're the let's summarize these points here.
Okay.
If you're being sensible, right? Watkins will be your captain.
I am sensible, right? Bro.
But being sensible will not help you get your points. Right. So you, sorry.
My argument is, at my rank, the sensible thing to do is to captain Jota.
No, I don't think it's sensible to captain Jota, but if you're going with sentiments, you're going with a pun to get extra points over the others, I think Jota is a good differential.
Okay. Let's wrap it up. Let's stop the menu and then we'll close it out, man.
It's just a quick one before we go off the menu. I think our favourite player, Hendo, might be coming back.
Where do you think you go?
Liverpool, bro. Where?
We need
DM.
He
covers Endo.
Or anyone who wants to listen to me and Anwar talk, Beaker, argue about Endo, let us know. We can give you a 1 hour special.
And then we can have a special guest as well.
Our other friend. Shout out Akbar. Okay,
let's go to off the menu.
Wait, explain the point system again for everyone?
Yeah. So let's go to off the menu. Off the menu is the game that we play where we pick a differential, which is 5.0% or lower expected ownership before the start of the round of games. So this time round, we're playing 3 games. So this is big game week 21, 22 and 23. So the winner of this round of games will be the player who scored the most points cumulatively over the 3 games, right? So there's 4 of us playing, ABK, Lokman and myself, and we've got the community pick. So if you go to our Instagram, you will see where the rankings are. I'm currently sitting nicely up top with Lokman in second place and community just overtaking ABK at third and fourth place lah. So they are on equal points. So how this works is that the winner, we get 3 points. The second, we get 2 points. And the third position, we get 1 point.
Okay.
On top of that, right, bonus points is awarded for every block of 10 points. Right? So, I mean we might come across interesting weeks where all of us get, all 10 points and above, or even 20 points. So, if you got, 10 to 19 points, that's 1 bonus point. If you get 20 points to 29 points, that's 2 bonus points. And 30 points and above, 3 bonus points. So that's how the bonus point system works. So a good pick could ideally help you leapfrog with a bonus point as well over your teammates, right? So this week, we've got a community of the menu pick. Let me just read out the nominees. So the nominees are Raul Jimenez from Fulham, Lokman Diogo Jota, Pascal Gross, Louis Dung, Leon Bailey, and the recently returning Ivan Toney. So quite interesting picks. I think the community is getting the hang of it. Really, really, really good selection here. I would say I would definitely think of all these players. But the pool closed with a very, very tight margin. So Luis Dang is last, followed by Raul Jimenez and Leon Bailey. But the top three is only differentiated by 1 point. So even Tony and Jota ranked second with 22% of the votes. And this week's community of the menu pick is Pascal Groves from Brighton. So I think the community probably felt the Brighton's fixtures were something to pounce on, especially yep. for this off the menu pick. And I think we also spoke how essential Pascal Groves is to this injury-stricken Brighton team. So Brighton will be playing Wolves at home, Luton away, and Crystal Palace at home. So really, really decent fixtures. So let's see how that goes. Now moving on to ABK's pick. Now ABK is the Arsenal loyalist. And for some reason, I won't say for some reason, I mean we know his reason, but he's going for Kai Havertz of Arsenal. So Havertz, Arsenal have some decent games with Crystal Palace at home, Nottingham Forest away, and Liverpool at home. So I think, right, bro, knowing ABK's curse, right, I think it's cursing that Havertz don't play.
I think so too. That's what I was bringing up.
I think it's not so much of he will get the most points, but he's playing his smart curse la. Points. Pretty smart.
Because he missed a lot of chances. I think he's fed up with him. Okay, your one is? You click
okay,
on
my pick this week, like I mentioned earlier, it's Pedro Neto.
Speedy
so Pedro Neto is just back from injury. And then I think I had him from the at the early on season before he got injured lah. And then I think their games are pretty decent as well. So they have Brighton away, United at home, and Chelsea away. So the reason why I decided to go for a Wolves asset is because while the fixture difficulties are all grey, I feel that these three teams have not been able to keep themselves a clean sheet. And I'm hoping that Neto returns with at least a goal or assist.
Alright, so my pick is a Brighton pick also, so I follow the committee. It is Facundo Buonanotte. It's 0% owned. So 4.7
million. Bro, this is not 1 week pick though, it's 3 weeks pick.
I know, like, bro, Pascal Gross. No, but he will play, bro, because of the FCON and the that one, right?
But the Buonanotte came back from loan, right?
No, lah, he was here all the while.
Who was it that came back from loan to Brighton? They had one player who came back from... It? Record from loan.
I don't know. Forgot.
Yeah, but it's okay lah. I mean, Buonanotte. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll post it lah. And don't forget your write up. Okay, no, this one lah. Off the pot. Okay, anyway, just wrap it up, bro. You want to do your housekeeping before we wrap it up?
Oh yeah. Just again, episode 100 will be released after this. It's a special episode 100. It's not mentioned in the podcast. It'll be called the Centurion. Alright, so that will be a special episode 100. Stay tuned to find out more about ABK, Lokman and myself. We'll speak some personal matters. We talk about football. We even touch about local football a little bit. It'll be an interesting pod. It'll be a long pod, an hour 40 minutes. So take your time with it. And then, because it'll be a long pod before, it'll be a long break lah before our next pod. Alright, because of the long game week, I think if you're bored and you want to listen to Lokman and ABK's voices, you can go back to episode 1. I'm yet to listen to that, but that will be on my listening list.
Oh, you mean the intro part? Or episode
yeah, the intro part.
The intro part is that third. It's not numbered, but it's the third episode we release. Yeah. Okay, anyway, we'll be back post game week 21. I think there'll be a break from game week 21 to 22, so, but we'll be back as soon as we can. And yeah, thanks for listening. Thank you, bro, for podding, and thank you, ABK. Yeah. All the best for your exams.
Yeah, I just want to wish everyone all the best with your transfers. I know it's not the most easy, probably one of the tougher transfer decisions that we probably have to make this season. So all the best to everyone who have all your transfer conundrums to deal with.
We are FPL Kopi Talk, signing out.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to FPL Kopi Talks. Right here.
right now.